Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I know the real story of what happened between the New England Patriots and Aaron Hernandez. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Boy, we've had as much seamy sports news this summer as rain. Well, maybe not quite as much, but close. Despite Dwight Howard whining before signing with Houston, the impending mass PED suspension in baseball, and the bad news here at UNC, which keeps on keeping on, the Aaron Hernandez case clearly takes the cake. It could be the biggest head-scratcher in sports history, given Hernandez's all-pro ability on the field and the $40 million contract he may have signed after already committing two other murders. It's a much more baffling question as to why someone like that would brazenly throw away such a life of stardom and wealth. Why the Patriots drafted him isn't really such an issue. After all, 29 NFL players have been arrested for something or another since the end of last season, so clearly teams are taking chances on some kids with sketchy pasts. The Patriots are among them, thinking the peer pressure of the best franchise in the last 12 years would inspire players to perform on the field and walk the straight and narrow in their own spare time. Boys will be boys, but blowing a career in the NFL should give almost anyone with a correctly wired brain incentive to behave. So I checked with my sources in New England on just why Bob Kraft, Bill Belichick, and the organization took a flyer on the troubled tight end. Just before the 2009 draft, the Patriots' brain trust, and I now use that term loosely, met to go over their potential picks. When Hernandez's name came up, everyone agreed that he had unlimited star potential, but had fallen down the draft board because of a failed drug test and some other trouble he had been in at Florida. Now, of course, we've heard it was trouble with a capital T. But there is something called the Patriots' way. Ha-ha, we've heard that before, which had allowed the team to make other draft choices with checkered pasts. And most of them had turned out to be good football players, and off the field, at least they had stayed out of jail. So the conversation went something like this. We know Hernandez has had problems, but he's a hard worker and exceptional talent. There may be some issues away from the team, but what's the worst that can happen? He's certainly not going to kill anybody. This is Archansky. See ya.